Now, following an awful lot of 2020 cricket, the ICC World 2020, then the Champions League, we're back into test match mode now, and ahead of the India-England series, I'm delighted to say that Chetan Narula is joining me once again. Hello, Chetan.
Hi, Ron.
Now, we're both looking very much forward to this series, aren't we? And you're going to be there at all four games for us.
Well, yes, Ron, it's going to be an exciting test series, and there's a bit of history now with that 4-0 blanking that India got in England last time around. There's the spin factor, there's the factor that the continental wicket, we have a new captain for England, a lot of changes with Kevin Peterson coming in, a new squad for India with V.S. Lakshmi and Rahul Dravid not there. So an exciting build-up to the test series, especially with the fact that there were no spinners, hardly any spinners played for the Indian side in the warm-up matches, three warm-up matches for England. So an exciting build-up, an exciting historical factor against the series, so it's going to be an exciting one.
Yes, and you raised the point there about India deciding not to play any frontline spinners against England in the build-up. Let's just ask you about that first. What do you make of those tactics? Does that really matter at the very highest level, or do you think that is going to actually disadvantage England in some way?
I think there are two ways to look at it. I think one of the ways is that India themselves hurt themselves in the foot because we do not have many spinners nowadays. I mean, we're relying on Harbhajan Singh as a third backup spinner, and he's not been performing too well. So you need to give youngsters a chance against visiting sides and see what they are made of. Probably in that scenario, it's been a negative move from the Indian point of view, but also a positive that the last selection committee just sailed through without doing anything out of the box, without bringing in any changes at all. They just picked horses for courses, for a short-term strategy. This is something that is totally out of the blue. It's taken a lot of people by surprise, and you have to give the new selection committee, the Indian selection committee, some credit because since this is going to be this is their first team selection, they couldn't change a lot in that. So they've tried to do something out of the box, and of course, you know, playing tactics with the opposition, strong opposition, you know, former world number ones coming into the series. There's a lot carrying on onto the series, so it's really interesting, adds to the flavor. Perhaps England will be disappointed that they did not play any frontline spinners. But again, if you look at the pitches that they had in these warm-up games, I think two out of the three pitches were really plain, you know, fast, just flat tracks. And a lot of runs were scored on them. The first game, it was a little bit of green tinge. So I'm not sure even if spinners had played, how much purchase they would have got out of them. So disappointing, yes, but very interesting. And again, as I said, builds up to the series.